Welcome to the audio selections from the September 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the first issue of Volume 89. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We provide these recorded articles to PDK members and Kappan subscribers. Download them in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. We kick off this year's Audio Kappan with three selections. First, in Homework, Inoculation, and the Limits of Research, Bruce Jackson, an education consultant in the Bay Area of California who recently retired from K-12 teaching, offers a different take on the very complex questions surrounding homework. How much is too much? At what grades does homework yield the best results? Can research really answer all of our questions? Next, in Vonnegut Warned Us, Claire Fugate, who teaches students with disabilities in Pulaski County, Virginia, reminds readers of some unsettling likenesses between Kurt Vonnegut's famous short story, Harrison Bergeron, and the philosophy that underlies No Child Left Behind. Finally, the Kappan welcomes a new In Canada columnist, Ben Levin, Canada Research Chair in Education Leadership and Policy at the Ontario Institute for the Study of Education, replaces longtime columnist Heather Jane Robertson. Ben plans to cover all things educational from a distinct north-of-the-border perspective. This month's offering, Schools, Poverty, and the Achievement Gap, looks at the intersection of child poverty and education in Canada, the U.S., and other developed nations. The print version of the September 2007 Kappan leads off with a selection adapted from Jonathan Kozol's newest book, Letters to a Young Teacher. The issue also features a continuation of the discussion of the report Tough Choices or Tough Times, that began in the June issue. Lawrence Mitchell and Richard Rothstein offer more on their views, and Mark Tucker replies.